Right now it is time to do our sometimes it's bi-weekly, sometimes it's 3 weeks, sometimes it's weekly. It all depends what's going on for our talk with the Sherwood Hospital. And on my note, it says I have both Dr. Mark Herko and Christina McCulloch, the chief nursing officer at Sherwood Hospital. Guys, is my note correct?
Hi, good morning. This is Christina.
You, not Dr. Mark Herko. Well, that's okay. Mark gets enough airtime here. Christina, it's nice to speak to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
All right, we're going to talk about Nurses Week, but I guess before we talk about Nurses Week, what got you interested in nursing? And give us a little bit of background about your path to where you are now, being the chief nursing officer at Sherwood Hospital.
Oh, sure. So I've been a nurse for just about 20 years now, and my nursing career started, as most nurses do, in some medical surgical nursing to get a good foundation in the profession, and then led me next to critical care. I did a lot of work in quality and patient safety, and then pursued nursing leadership. And the rest is history. I'm where I am today, and extremely honored to be a leader in what I consider to be one of the greatest professions that there is.
Well, the interesting thing about nursing is that unlike other professions, which might have come and go, when you get into nursing, you do have a lifetime in front of you. And I'm always surprised that when people say they can't find work, there's so many different programs that makes becoming a nurse affordable and available. And with the aging population, there's always guaranteed work there.
Oh, you are absolutely correct. And especially these days, we are experiencing a pretty severe shortage in nursing. And it really even stems back to some of the programs that are available. And what we're trying to do as a profession is really partner with our schools to be able to offer more nursing programs so that we can grow our profession. But back to your comment about all of the different avenues that a nurse can go down, there are so many, and I don't know of another profession that compares, but a nurse has options in hospitals, in nursing homes, in outpatient centers. There's even remote work available through telehealth or working with insurance companies. In so many different degrees, right? There are associate degrees in nursing, baccalaureate degrees, masters, doctorates, you name it. The options are endless for anyone that wants to pursue this profession.
Yeah, the future is wide open. So now, you know, when I look at nurses and the care that they provide, you know, they're so important in bringing a patient comfortably into the treatment they have to do, whether it's in the emergency room, whether it's in ICU, whether it's in first admissions, whether it's after an operation. The nurse-patient contact, I think, is more important mentally and also, I think, physically, than the nurse-doctor contact after you're in the hospital. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree. I think nurses are very special people, and we're so lucky to be able to impact the lives of people, not just through our knowledge and medical skills, but to what you're talking about, just being there, the compassion that we can share, and just to hold someone's hand sometimes. We're privileged to be able to provide that to our patients.
So, as you take a look at this week, which has been honoring nurses, what's so important to you about this week and about National Nursing Week?
Oh, this is one of my favorite weeks, and I think a lot of nurses may agree. It's the one week in the year that we celebrate nurses. And Nurses Week is usually, well, it's not usually, it's always, it's the week before Florence Nightingale, who was the founder of nursing, her birthday is on May 12th. So Nurses Week is always the year, the week leading up to May 12th. So we concluded with Nurses Week yesterday, and we were able to have many celebrations for our nurses. We had a breakfast buffet. We had a specialty coffee bar with Italian pastries, and we did an award ceremony with a dinner out at an off-site location. And we were able to award five of our nurses. We had Nightingale Awards, which were given to two of our nurses. And this is really a prestigious award that recognizes nurses for their excellence in nursing, in addition to their community commitment. And that award was given to Kristen Nettleton. She's one of our ICU nurses. And Ashley Judson, who's one of our labor and delivery nurses. We also had a Novice Nurse Award, and that was given to Andrea Stevenson. We had a Clinical Nurse Award, which was Mindy Milton, who's been a nurse at the hospital for almost 20 years. And then we had a Leader Nurse Award, which was given to Darcy Saylor. She's our manager in our emergency department. And we had a really fun award, which the nurses truly enjoy, and it's an award that the nurses give to another member of the healthcare team. It's called the Friend of the Nurse Award. And this year, it went to Ray Rosado, who's a very active community member, and he works in our operating room. So lots of fun. It's a great week, a great opportunity to celebrate what our nurses do all year round.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the operating room. In several surgeries I've had, it's so important, the people that are in that operating room, when they wheel you into the operating room, it doesn't matter how stone cold you are, how strong, and there's nothing like being greeted by the nurses when you go into that room. It immediately, the temperature drops about 20 degrees, and you know you're about to go into surgery. And the amazing job the nurses and the technicians and everybody does when you go into that operating room to calm you down, to settle you down before they give you anesthesia is absolutely such a vital job.
Yeah, I completely agree. And thank you for recognizing the team, because that it's completely accurate. And it's such a scary time, especially for a patient going into surgery, and for our team to be able to comfort whoever's there, it's just such a wonderful thing to provide.
Well, I give you kudos, especially over this past 2 years with nurses with COVID-19, how they answered the bell, how they put their lives on the line, literally lives on the line, to make people feel better, get better, have somebody there so they know they were being looked at. And then just the general attachment that you must get as a nurse when you're dealing with regular patients that come into the hospital. You want them to get better. And you know, things don't always work out. You nurses have nerves of steel, and I give you a lot of credit.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. You're absolutely correct. And, you know, I think as challenging as the last 2 years were, we've never been stronger as a nursing team. What the pandemic did was really force us to work closer and work differently, right? We had to be agile and kind of redesign a lot of what we do in the hospital. And we can't do that without working together. So it really gave us an opportunity to do something different. But all of our staff really, shined throughout this pandemic.
We've been speaking with Christina McCullough, who is the chief nursing officer at Sharon Hospital. I give our best and our thanks to all the nurses, and especially for me. And just keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. National Nursing Week has come to an end, but I'll tell you what, their job never ends. It really doesn't. National Nursing Week wrapped up yesterday here throughout the country.